This is a Recency Bias production of RabbitHabs.com and, of course, The Big Show, the Montreal Bias Podcast. I'm Zach Vanoss along with you here on this Sunday. And yeah, coming at you a little bit late Sunday. Had a Halloween party on Saturday night, so took a little recovery time this morning, amongst other things. Thanks for downloading and listening. Always appreciate. Better mood on this Sunday than we have been a few previous, I suppose. Montreal Canadiens winners in an interesting game on Saturday night. 5-4 winners over the New York Rangers. Habs got a bit of a gift in this one as the struggling Rangers, very similar to the Canadiens right now, decided to start Andre Pavelich instead of Henrik Lundqvist, which is automatically what you want. I mean, I know Lundqvist, much like Price, has been struggling as of late, but come on. If it's Lundqvist coming in, the way that things have been going for the Habs lately, the expectation could easily have been, oh, that's what sets Henrik right. Gets a shutout or something. But no, instead we get Andre Pavelich, who is, what's the word? Not good. That's the word. And the Canadiens took advantage early, going up 3-0 in the first, out shooting the Rangers. 19-2, coming out ready to go, though out shooting the competition by such a margin for the Habs so far this season actually has given me reason to worry. Paul Byron getting his third, got things going. Alex Galchenyuk followed that up with a power play goal. Galchenyuk's starting to become something of a power play specialist, it seems. It's, I think all three of his goals this season have come on the power play so far. And, of course, having one of his better games of his career, Phil Deneau gets his second, first of the night, second of the season. So that's the first period. Your Habs feeling good, up 3-0. And then, of course, second period, things get scary. Rangers score twice. Suddenly, you're thinking, Jesus. They let this 3-0 lead get away and blow this game. Kind of more of the same and worse, if anything. But no, the captain finally gets one. His third of the year as well. Everybody getting their third of the year in this game. Max Pacioretty scores, puts the Canadiens in a decent spot, 4-2. Heading into the third. Then the bounces that have just not gone Montreal's way all season, well, they make a comeback. Rangers find a way to score two, including one that would have never gone in the net had it not been for a bounce off of Thomas Pekanic and behind Carey Price. That third New York Rangers goal, though, weird positioning by Price. You know, so often through the years with Carey, we've talk about his positioning more than anything else and how great it is. And he wasn't in the right spot to make the save on Zibanejad. And next thing you know, everything's in danger. But all good. Phil Deneau gets his third, his second of the night. And the Habs win an exciting, if not perfectly executed, game 5-4. They outshoot again by a massive margin, 43-26, the shots for the Canadiens. So once again, not failing to get shots on net. And on this particular Saturday night, managed to fill the net for chicken wings worth a goal. What may be attributed to that, a lot of high danger shots for once, which is something we weren't seeing in the first 10 games of the season. But this one, they were doing some high danger work. Now, could that be less so a characteristic of something that the Canadiens were doing in particular on Saturday night? More so the fact that Pavelich gives up just these humongous, juicy rebounds. Meaning the puck was doing a little bit more hanging out independently of the Canadiens in those danger zones, given an opportunity. I mean, you look at the goals. They were for the most part, some sort of maybe a rebound picking up and putting that back home. Just, it was a lot because Pavelich wasn't great, to be honest. And they were able to take advantage. And you have to. I mean, you know, you see the frustrations with Quick. When they lost to the Kings on Thursday, that's a goalie being playing well, and that's hard to beat. Pavelich gives you a chance because he's just not very good. Habs took advantage of it. Now it looks like Ale Vigneault probably about to get fired from the Rangers, who are now 3-6-2 on the season. Or 3-7-2 on the season, I should say. They were 3-6-2 coming into the game. So they follow 3-7-2, very similar to Montreal's 3-7-1 record. As Sean O'Neill, my co-host on the Montreal Bias, messaged me the other day. When Vigneault gets fired, do we automatically fire Claude Julien and hire him? Is that how this works? Wasn't completely serious in that text, but a little bit. A little bit. You do have to think about that. Well, I mean, you don't actually. It's not something that was going to happen, but simply because Claude Julien is new here. And he's got, what, a 5-year deal? He's not going anywhere. Vigneault's a good coach, though. I'm sure he'll get work somewhere else. I mean, you look at what they've got in New York right now. It's the same. That franchise is so similar to Montreal, which is probably a little bit disheartening. They just feel almost like identical teams in many ways. They've got the fantastic goalie, who maybe they rely too much on. They used to have something down the middle. Now they've got, they've got David Dionne playing second-line center. Or first-line center on some occasions. Derek Stepan, guess what? Not good enough. That's their issue. I mean, they're a little thin on the blue line. They're past their time now. They managed to outduel the Canadiens in the playoffs last year. I think, had Carey been a little better, had Carey done what Lundqvist did, you could have swapped out the Rangers and Canadiens for one another. And you can probably continue to do that going forward. If you want to know what the Canadiens will likely look like 2-3 years down the line if things continue at this rate, look at the New York Rangers are right now, which is to say, they're generally going to be competitive. They're probably going to be in there in the playoffs. If Lundqvist gets hot, if Price gets hot, then they make the run. But they're not out there being world beaters. Stanley Cup expectations are mostly a pipe dream. Both these teams kind of in that same spot right now. So it'll be interesting to see how they both move from this. Because they're also, probably two of the three most valuable franchises in all the NHL. And here they are just kind of middling. Yes, the Rangers made it to the Stanley Cup final a few years back, but I don't know. What was that, 2014 Stanley Cup final? The Kings, I think. But yeah, similar to Montreal's rise to the Eastern Conference final a few years in a row, but just kind of feels like treading water at this point. Some other observations from the evening. Galchenyuk, as I say, getting that power play goal. He's got to be right wing on that power play. That just makes sense. It seems to be where his shot's most effective. Seems to be, if we're going to build up any confidence for Chucky at this point, it can be in getting him to get the work done on the power play. And it's right now it's effective. Deneau, Pacioretty, and Shaw together, that line looks legit. Look, for whatever reason, maybe it's when Pacioretty's playing with a top center, he's more likely to pass it or defer, doesn't feel the confidence to completely take over. I don't know, but Pacioretty is better when he plays with lesser players. That's why he seemed to always have that chemistry with David Dionne, and that's why he seems to have it with Deneau and Shaw. And Deneau played, let's say, maybe the best game of his career. Certainly one of his best games in Montreal on Saturday. So obviously that was going to help Pacioretty look a little better. But that's a line. It might not be the line you want it to be, but we got to go with the reality. And those three seem to have chemistry together. All right, let them go to work. I would like to see, I think I've probably said this on the podcast, I don't know, said it while watching certainly. I'd like to see Drouin centering Galchenyuk and Gallagher. And then you go Deneau, Pacioretty, Shaw, and whatever you want to shake out from there. But Gallagher seems to be back to his self. That's nice. I mean, he hasn't scored in a couple games, but he does seem to be his old self. Your Canadiens 3-7-1 now. The good news is 4 points out of a playoff spot. See? It's not all over yet. But they got to win. They got to start winning. Saturday night was a win. Now, Monday night, 7:30, Ottawa Senators, beat the Sens. We'll all feel really good if we beat the Sens, and we'll all feel crappy if we lose to the Senators. It's all ups and single ups and downs right now with these games. Yeah, 4 points out, It's still October, but you got to get yourself back in there. You got to start winning some games with some regularity. The wins can't be spaced out as they have been. So we'll see what happens on Monday. Other scores from around the league on Saturday night. San Jose beat Buffalo 3-2. Overtime between LA and Boston. That was a great game. Kings win that one 2-1. Philadelphia beats Toronto. Toronto, after their hot start, struggling a little bit as of late. I think they've lost 3 of 4. 4-2 losses, say, to Philly. Anaheim stops Tampa Bay from steamrolling over everything with a 4-1 win. Detroit and Florida went to a shootout. The Red Wings win that one by a 3-2 score. New Jersey holds Arizona from winning yet again. 4-3, New Jersey wins that one. St. Louis, no problem with Columbus. 4-1 the score there for the Blues. Islanders beat Nashville 6-2. Nashville, a little bit of a Stanley Cup final hangover. Struggling, although they did this to start last season. Minnesota beats Pittsburgh 2-1. Colorado doubled up on Chicago. What? Yep. Avalanche 6, Chicago 3. And Washington and Edmonton went head-to-head. Game with some big goal scorers. Washington wins that one 5-2. You know the whole deal. Follow me on Twitter, at ZachDropsTweets, at the Montreal Bias, and at RabbitHabs. Check out, as always, Ian Boisvert. Excellent game recap. RabbitHabs.com. And we'll do this again on Tuesday morning, following a W over Ottawa. I hope so. I hate the Senators. Take care.